Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from April the 4th, 2022. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Torsey Wright. And taking a look at Friday's performance, we saw some positive out of action out of many U.S. equity indices. Leading the way to the upside, though, as far as equity indices go, was the iShares MSCI Emerging Markets ETF up over 1.5% at 1.66. We also saw the Russell 2000 up over 1% as well. EFA was up there at 94 basis points. We saw crude and gold pull back more than 1% as well as 1.5% on the, with action on Friday. Coming on over to a few of the charts, the S&P 500, not too much change. Did see it add one more O to its current column here at 4520, kind of coming to this prior breakout here. Not uncommon to see that occur on a point and figure chart. Keep an eye out here, move back above 4580 would reverse the chart back into a column of X's. From here, move to 4440 would bring it back to a sell signal at this time. So two levels to keep an eye on there for the S&P. Coming on over to the crude oil continuous chart, we've seen that with Friday's action, it's given a second consecutive sell signal. From here, we now look to the support at 94 as well as at 91 to see if it's able to hold there. Move above 109 would actually bring it back to a buy signal. So a couple additional levels there to keep an eye on for crude oil continuous. We discussed last week that we saw the iShares MSCI Developed Markets ETF, EFA, return to a buy signal. As we noted, we saw EEM up pretty significantly. It is yet to return to a buy signal on its chart. From here, move above 4750 would do so. Interesting to take a look at the quarter point per box chart of EEM, as it has given a few consecutive buy signals. Not really a chart that you would look to make an investment decision off looking at that quarter point per box buy signal, but overall, still something to keep an eye on as it continues to improve. Additionally, we've actually seen EEM have its weekly momentum flip back positive for the first time in 7 weeks. So really since mid-February is the last time we saw it positive, and at this point has flipped back positive. So a couple of positives happening for EEM with Friday's action and last week's action, and additionally seeing some positives within global equities with EFA and EEM. Looking at the indicators for global world equities here, this is the BP, carat BP world. It has moved up to 44%, reversed into X's 2 weeks ago on March the 17th, has now climbed up to 44%, which is the highest level it's seen since January of this year. On the positive trend indicator side, we actually see it within 1% of reversing back up, and this would bring it back into a column of X's for the first time since reversing down in August of 2021. So sitting right here with a reading of about 41%, just shy of 41 and a half there, right at 41 and a quarter. So move above 42 would bring it back into a column of X's again for the first time since August of last year. On the leadership front, in terms of looking within international equities, right now we have the non-US view of the asset class group scores page. We've seen a bit of a laggard bounce out of a lot of these groups down here, especially within China. Seen some of the Asian Pacific countries also improve. That's why you've seen some improvement out of EEM as well. But then looking at the overall leadership, that continues to remain fairly stable as Latin America, Africa, Middle East is being the two areas that we've seen some stable leadership out of. India continues to score fairly high. And really, frontier markets just has jockeyed back and forth here and has at least remained consistently above U.S. money market. But in many ways, continues to be a group that you need to keep an eye on at this time. Still leadership in India, Africa, Middle East, and Latin America, seeing some pretty decent laggard bounces out of many of these Asia Pacific countries as well, even the European ones. So that's why we've seen some improvement within the international equity space here recently. As always, you can come to this page and look for potential mutual fund and ETF ideas. Just simply click the link here on ideas for any one of these groups, and you'll get a list of ETFs and mutual funds that you can look for as options. But as always, if you have any questions about how to look for ideas within the international equity space or with just in ideas in the stock space on the US side as well, feel free to call the Dorsey Wright Analyst team at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.